It's a CPR study news. Confirms. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Governor Jared Polis signed numerous criminal justice reform bills into law today. Many of the measures had at least some bipartisan support. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
One new law with widespread backing simplifies Colorado's list of misdemeanor crimes and tries to make sentencing more uniform. Another new law instructs the Department of Corrections to test whether giving inmates with brain injuries more support during incarceration makes it less likely they'll break the law again after being released. A third measure will beef up the state's special needs parole program, where inmates can apply for early release because of health conditions. The governor is also signing a bill that revises or expands some provisions of last year's sweeping police accountability measure. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Aspen may require people to start composting their food waste. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The proposed waste reduction mandates would also require developers to divert construction material from the local landfill. The Aspen Times reports the city council will consider the proposal at a work session before hearing more about it at an annual retreat later this month. People in Aspen can already compost using free buckets provided by the city, but they have to take it to the landfill themselves or pay to have it picked up. The city's efforts are part of an 8-year plan to reduce greenhouse gases as part of a worldwide movement to address climate change. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service has proposed a new visitor's fee system at Chimney Rock National Monument. Here's CPR's Matt Murat.
Hiking and parking at Chimney Rock are free right now, but the Forest Service proposal would introduce a $20 entrance fee that would give visitors access for 5 days. That money would help pay for workers and maintenance, including new accessibility ramps. The Durango Herald reports that visits to Chimney Rock jumped by about 30% last year compared to 2019. People can submit feedback on the idea until the end of September. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
And still ahead in All Things Considered, after a pandemic break, the Cannes Film Festival is back. And organizers hope it's better than ever. They've been making it more inclusive and trying to make it more sustainable as well. And we'll hear that story in about 15 minutes. In Denver, it's 83 degrees. This is CPR News.